are here at the 2019 CUNA Technology Council and Operations and Member Experience Council Conference.
That's a lot to say.
Yeah, I finally got it down at the end of the day. Finally got it down. But great conference nonetheless. We are here with CU Ledger's very own John Ainsworth in
good
the studio lounge. Good to see you,
good
sir.
See you again.
How's the conference going for
it's
you
going
so far?
Great. I am really impressed by just the representation of so many different partners in innovation, and still in the spirit of collaboration, but there was a lot of really neat stuff presented in the speed round.
Mm-hmm.
So we're privileged to have so many partners around, but cool
yeah.
stuff.
You guys have been cool. busy today because Julie Lesser has been, she had what?
Twice
had
over
two
speed round.
Breakout sessions.
She's earning her keep.
Two speed rounds.
She's earning her keep.
She deserves a vacation tomorrow.
No way, never.
No. She was fantastic and all that stuff. I got to watch and stuff, so she did a really good job. Hey, you recently were doing a little bit of traveling.
We did.
And you went to this cool place called Estonia, and we've talked about Estonia before.
Yeah.
And just to give folks a quick refresher on Estonia and
sure.
why you're going there, we'll give folks a quick
sure.
backgrounder.
Well, it sounds exotic, but it's not one of those boondoggle trips. This was actually for intentional purposes. But Estonia was a former Soviet Republic country, and actually was just a very oppressed community. Had gone from Soviet occupation to liberation, and in 1989, they actually had a human chain of 2 million people to basically declare their independence. So fascinating background story.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, in 2008, the Virginia Credit Union League established a partnership with the European Coalition just to try to find sister cities. Richmond, Virginia, actually, ironically enough, where I live, was the city in the U.S., and Estonia was the country actually in Europe. And now, future forward, Estonia is actually the only example of a fully digital country. It's completely on blockchain. So we talk about the innovations, we talk about the emergence of the technologies mm-hmm. that are coming. They're living it. So the fact that you can actually see a credit union and their members mm-hmm. living in a fully true digital society
yeah.
is
yeah.
fascinating. So for that experience, it was great. And there's a lot of unique learnings. And as we often so mention, some of these country markets have just accelerated beyond us. I mean,
right.
because they don't have the legacy systems,
right.
they don't have the complexities,
mm-hmm.
they just moved ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though they're small, they're very intentional in terms of their member services engagement,
mm-hmm.
and it's just fascinating.
Yeah.
So that was the intent. So we had a delegation. So it was Tom Berkelovich from WoQ,
mm-hmm.
Several members from the Virginia Credit Union League, and
mm-hmm.
then myself from CU Ledger.
Right on, right on. And maybe Estonia can answer this better than you, but I'm wondering, why Estonia? Why is Estonia
that
this
was the
digital
mystery that I walked away with. I mean, it was fascinating because they're actually also known in Europe as the leading fintech accelerator. Actually in Europe. And so actually my CTO is a resident. They have e-residency.
Yeah.
Even though Daryl lives in Ottawa, he is actually a resident of Estonia. So it's just geared
wow.
towards fintech.
Okay.
And so they just happened for the right time to have some very entrepreneurial people. They had a little bit of access to capital.
Mm-hmm.
And they had government sanction, which is a very important part where the entire ecosystem is participating.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fascinating story.
So what did you learn there? What
sure.
did you learn, and what are you going to bring back to the States? For
sure.
Us?
So a couple of things. One, when you have participants in the ecosystem, it works. And so in that sense, you get an e-residency card, effectively
mm-hmm.
think about an e-driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
That is the enabler for the entire ecosystem, for taxes, for financial services, for healthcare. And the interoperability of all these partners are enabled by a blockchain platform.
Mm-hmm.
So the learning was, if you think about our environment of shared services and how we want to collaborate, the interaction of how seamless and frictionless and how economical that was
mm-hmm.
was a great affirmation.
Okay.
So that was the one thing. Secondly, the life of a customer, a member, in a digital age was fascinating. The expectations of paper are just archaic. I mean, part of the conversation
right.
is we shared some of our practices, they were literally scratching their head like,
like, what are you doing?
You're in the Stone Age, right? So I think in the terms of why we want to drive, you know, less member friction, we want to drive, you know, the digital ecosystem,
mm-hmm,
digital native,
mm-hmm.
they were showing the example of that. So the learnings
mm-hmm.
as it works, it's real. And it was also affirming because if you think about EMV, and I've shared this a lot, you know, U.S. was the you know, slower than adopting the rest of the world.
Were we the last ones?
Credit unions less. You know, contactless falling the same way. Rest of the world adopt, U.S. slower,
yeah.
credit unions slower. And this is also evident because
right.
other technologies are in Europe. I mean, they're already there. So
mm-hmm.
it was affirming in the sense that we're onto the right use cases
mm-hmm.
and we're on the right things
mm-hmm.
to solve. The downside, it was a little affirming that we're still a little slower than what we need to be in terms of speed of pace.
Right, yeah. Right. So how long did it take them to get up to speed? Was it the kind of slow training?
Well, so literally in 2008, literally within a decade, they have completed, and really it was probably more like 8 years.
That's
they have just fully accelerated.
Wow.
So in 08, when the partnership was established, they were really just more of an agricultural
mm-hmm.
community.
Mm-hmm.
And their membership is a little unique because it's primarily small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of the purpose of the credit union is to enable commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And so they only have 3,000 members, but they're mostly small businesses that actually take gold deposits. So they've got their own currency and they still take except gold, so it's all over the place.
Wow.
So it's probably 8 years for them. They've accelerated.
It's pretty fast for a whole country doing
Absolutely.
That. Yeah, okay.
And the other learning was that in the Baltics, the shared services principle actually is a really important issue for them. They don't have skill, so they can't participate in the central bank. They can't get the attention of Visa or MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, they have to collaborate together.
Mm-hmm.
So the importance of collaboration and skill was
mm-hmm.
just very evident for them.
What was the reaction from the credit union folks that went there? Because I would think, that would be a huge message for them that they can actually spread to their credit union fellows.
From their side or from our side?
From their side. From the credit union folks, and they can go back and go, hey, you know what? This is... Check out Estonia. We got to be doing this type of stuff.
Well, it was very affirming yet again, and that it's worth the fight, and that you can make a difference,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to have 5,000 branches and 100 million members to actually make a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's a credit union that has 3,000 members. They have very small deposit base, but they're actually making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a rallying cry to say, you know what, through collaboration, and we've always said that we actually can do some neat things.
Yeah. What does it mean for CU Ledger?
So for us, again,
is it affirmation, further affirmation?
Absolutely, because we've said there's kind of three verticals that we feel like are important, and it's not really about the ledger, certainly not about blockchain, but in the technology, one is around credentials,
mm-hmm.
and e-residency, Estonia was kind of an evidence of that.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when I give you a digital ID that's portable? That was the first. The second was entrusted data. So what happens if I can trust that I can access your health records or I can access your financial services
mm-hmm.
in a safe and secure way?
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like? And then the third is currency payments.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when I can actually pay in a digital environment
mm-hmm.
without any type of cash?
Yeah.
So for us, it was absolutely affirming in terms of the impact of the technology,
mm-hmm.
But it's moving fast.
Yeah, it's moving fast over there.
Over there. We're getting there. Our pilots are live. We're going through our user acceptance testing.
Yeah, you want to comment real quick on the pilots and stuff?
I'm very pleased. Most technology companies often get a rap of not actually producing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it was absolutely critical.
You guys are the opposite of that.
It's true. You have to execute. So for us, actually executing the product that we intended to do with MyCUID
mm-hmm.
and that it can actually deliver in terms of being the most private, safe, secure way for you to connect with your credit unions,
mm-hmm.
absolutely paramount.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question is, well, can we scale it, right? So there's different business challenges.
Right.
So that was important. But then now hearing members in terms of what happens where they're having to go through 4 or 5 questions. What's the date of your dog's birth? All of that
mm-hmm,
insanity.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when a credit union makes you fill out an application and mail in a check just to become a member?
Mm-hmm.
That removal of friction is important for
mm-hmm.
us. So it's affirming, but it takes a little while to get there.
Well, I have firsthand experience with this because
with Julie, you got to do that. Yeah,
we did a couple of demos and stuff, and I'm like, gosh, in 10 seconds. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
10 seconds.
Well, it was interesting. We actually had a conversation with the credit union today that validated that, and they've studied this. It's 60 seconds to, 60 seconds to 80 seconds for an average call for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we validated we could do the call in 20 seconds.
Right.
Now you have the education and member education and so forth. And in terms of the actual deliverable, that's a big deal.
Right.
First part. The second part is to be able to do that in a private, safe, and secure manner.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's storing the data. That was
mm-hmm.
the second part.
Mm-hmm.
So again, in terms of it's live, you see it, then they should go back and watch
amazing.
The broadcast.
It was amazing. Yeah, it was amazing. And what Julie and I were talking about in that demo and stuff is like, this is only going to get better.
It's the start.
The
first building block.
Right.
Exactly.
Like any type of technology, you have your hurdles and all that type of stuff, but this is great right now, but oh my gosh, it's going to be way even better as time goes on.
So. Yeah, and I think, the collaboration of the partnership. So, KYC was something that's talked a lot about here, and we've got a great partnership with Keith Riddle and IDPAL and what they're doing with
mm-hmm.
SERPA, and that actually, those collaborative partnerships in terms of that frictionless experience,
mm-hmm.
It's great. This has been focused on what can we do for the existing members.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm equally excited about is, what can we do for the 93% market share we don't have?
Right.
How do we actually go address as that.
Right,
so,
right.
Exciting stuff.
All right, last question for you. What's next for you guys? What's the next step for CU Ledger? What
are so we next? Went through, you know, I would call this kind of our alphas, if you would. So we went through and improved the technology.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've gone through our user acceptance testing, so now we're going through that. Now I'm calling it betas, but it's the next 10 to 15 that we're bringing on board, really between the end of the year and first quarter.
Okay.
And after that, we'll scale it and we'll expand right the on. Products and services. So stay tuned. More
yeah.
to come.
Oh, excited, come. Excited. Yeah. You want to talk about the
yeah, this is prop? This is my gift for you, right? So this actually is a Vexel, and it means bill of exchange in German, but this is actually their currency.
Ah.
And it's fascinating from a loyalty standpoint. I give you 9 euros, you give me $10 back in Vexel. I can use it with any of the merchants that participate. I can use it to buy down my interest on a loan. I can
what?
Use it to
wow.
actually increase my deposit rate. So yet again, here's a small agriculture. They have the first world's global digital currency for credit unions.
Really?
So that's
very
my gift
cool.
to you from Estonia.
Well, thank you, John. So
never
thoughtful.
Say I didn't bring you anything.
I'm going to frame it. I'm going to put it on my wall.
Excellent.
All right. Well, John, thank you so much
always
as always.
Good
you guys are doing
you.
Some great work. And
thank you.
Go check them out. CUledger.com. They are doing some stuff. They're going to shake it up. So
thank you.
Check them out. All right.